Will you turn to 501, please? It's a hymn by John Kent. He was born in Tiverton in Devon, and he worked as a shipwright. We're told that he had very little formal education, and it's said that his hymns were very simply written. Well, I've had a lot of formal education. I've been through the system from start to finish, and I wish I could write hymns like this man. Sound intensely Calvinistic. The first verse is based on Romans 5:20, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Verse 2 is based on John 10, once in him forever. Verse 3 from Romans 8:17, believers are heirs of God and joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. And the final verse speaks of God's love, which makes all these things possible. 501, sovereign grace or sin abounding.